Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Brianna Densher, and you are listening to the New Heights Show on Education. The New Heights Educational Group Incorporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment program for families of preschool and school-age children, including children with special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschooled students. On the show with me today, I have Ms. Victoria Lowry, who will be joining me as co-host for once again this week. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Victoria. It is certainly an honor to have you once again.
Thank you, and hello, Brianna. It's an honor for me to be with you again. It's our second time.
Yes, and I look forward to co-hosting with you for the next few weeks to come. And you are also starting your own show very soon, so can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
My show will be on Thursdays at 6:30 in the evening, and I am a relationship expert. I do have a background in business as well, studied human relationships from that end of the workplace world too. But that's what we'll talk about, because I happen to strongly feel that social skills / soft skills tend to be what makes you just as successful as your hard skills that you learn in school. So we will talk about those kind of things. We'll talk about love and dating and friendships and workplace skills, all that to make our listeners more successful.
That sounds very exciting, Victoria, and we certainly cannot wait for your new show.
That starts June 16th.
Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org, or you can also contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can also visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for this week. The New Heights Educational Group Recognition Day of 2016 will be held on June 11th at 3 p.m. This is a time for you guys to come out and celebrate our 10th anniversary with us. The event will take place at the Harvest Life Fellowship and is open to the public. John Paulding Days will be on July 8th through 9th. The New Heights Educational Group has been invited as a local nonprofit to be a food or game vendor. We are looking for volunteers to see if anyone is interested in setting up a game or food booth at this event as a fundraiser for our nonprofit organization. Please reach out to us if you are interested in attending John Paulding Day. Now, back to today's show, and this week, Victoria and I have decided to talk about the very controversial topic of the recently passed bathroom bill that allows transgender students to use bathrooms matching to their gender identity. And, you know, Victoria, when you first suggested this topic to me last Friday, I was, you know, a little bit hesitant about taking such a controversial issue on because it is a heavily debated topic and there are definitely people who are on both sides and there are people who feel as if this is, you know, this is definitely a huge step for the LGBTQ community, especially for transgender people and most importantly transgender youth, teenagers who are either transitioning themselves or plan on transitioning in the future. But there are also other people who are not as, you know, as for this issue, and they feel strongly against allowing transgender people to use the bathroom with the gender that they themselves identify with. So the Obama administration issued guidance last Friday, May 13th, directing public schools to allow transgender individuals to use bathrooms matching to their gender identity, suggesting that those states whose districts do not comply would risk losing federal funding. A joint letter from the Departments of Education and Justice went to schools Friday with guidelines to ensure that transgender students enjoy a supportive and non-discriminatory school environment. And this is all coming a few weeks after North Carolina's governor signed the bill on March 23rd, blocking cities from allowing transgender individuals to use public bathrooms for the sex they identify as well as restricting cities from passing non-discrimination laws more broadly. So the House Bill 2, the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act, puts in place a statewide policy that bans individuals from using public bathrooms that do not correspond to their biological sex. So definitely this is all a very new issue as the bill came into effect, the federal bill came into effect last week, and many people are definitely against it. They feel as that this is definitely not okay, and many people feel that, you know, people should be going into the bathroom for the, you know, the sex that they were born with instead of what they identify with at the moment. So, Victoria, what are your, you know, personal thoughts on this whole issue?
Well, first up, I think as you and I have concluded in the past, it's complicated. That's the one thing we can on from the start. So, I have great compassion for those people who do self-identify. I think the poster child person in the news right now for this scenario is Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, who technically is still a man, according to genitalia, but has become transferred into a woman and certainly identifies as a woman. So that is kind of the poster child example. So Caitlyn Jenner, even though technically, according to her birth records, is still a male, would have to, now because of the federal law, can use whichever bathroom she identifies with. She can legally use the female bathroom, whereas if the federal law weren't in place, she would be forced to use the male bathroom as someone who identifies as a female. So, you know, I do have great compassion for people that are in that situation. You know, I just would like to think that this is really not about judging transgender people. or anyone in the LGBT community, it's supposed to be a public safety issue. And I just think whenever it becomes associated, any kind of bill becomes associated with race or any kind of minority group, then it just becomes so extremely polarizing because everyone's so sensitive and no one wants to be minimalized, you know. And I just would like to think that it's just about public safety and we could put all that other stuff aside. Wishful thinking, I know, but I think sometimes if you can put all that kind of stuff aside and just look at the root issue, it becomes more clear.
Right. I completely agree with you, Victoria. And, you know, as you mentioned, there are, you know, it does feel, you know, in a way very good to, you know, have people who are either transitioning or who do not feel comfortable being in the gender that they are, knowing that they are being treated as, you know, as individuals also, you know. You know, in my opinion, I think when a person is born, they have the right to freedom. They have the right to be themselves. And if a person does not feel comfortable in the gender that they are born with, then, you know, then they should definitely have the right to transition. They should have the right to, you know, exercise their freedom. And I definitely think this is a huge step for the transgender community. And especially, as I mentioned, for transgender teens, many of whom are constantly bullied or, you know, commit suicide because their peers bully them into thinking that this is not okay. And, you know, I definitely think that this bill is definitely a huge step also for the LGBTQ community as a whole. And, you know, especially this bill reminded me of the bill that was passed last year by the Obama administration that allowed same-sex marriages in the United States, which, you know, where many states used to ban same-sex marriage. Following the bill last summer, all states are now required by law to allow, you know, anyone who wants to get married regardless of their gender. And I think this is all, you know, I think this is definitely a huge step for the transgender community as a whole. And this bill is basically, you know, telling people that it's okay to be, you know, who you are. It's okay to, you know, live according to the gender that you personally identify with rather than necessarily the gender that you were born with. And, you know, this is definitely, this, you know, this recent bill has very much divided America because, as I mentioned before, some people in America do feel that this is definitely a positive step while others are against it. And, you know, I went online and I did some research, and according to the results of a CBS News, New York Times poll released on Thursday, nearly half, 46% of the poll takers said that transgender people should be required to use the bathroom corresponding with their birth gender, while 41% said that they should be able to use the restroom bearing the gender with which they identify. So, you know, this issue is very controversial and people are definitely on opposing sides. And, you know, I think it really depends on your standpoint and how you view the situation. So obviously for someone who is transitioning, for transgender people, this is definitely a positive thing in life. But I think the most concern that people have with this is the fact that this new bill could pose a risk of safety, especially for females who may not be as comfortable with being in a restroom facility or in a locker room where there is a chance that a male is able to come in. And, you know, I looked online and, you know, I've been following the story for a few weeks now, ever since, you know, Target publicly announced that they are allowing anyone to go into you know, whatever bathroom facility they feel like with the gender that they identify with. And most of the people are, you know, concerned with the fact that these kind of rules are endangering females by opening doors for any man who wants to enter a locker room or a restroom where females are. So parents are concerned, you know, that their children have, you know, potential danger, or there is a threat to their lives, as people could take this and abuse this bill and, you know, either sexually assault or sexually harass someone.
Yes. The devil is always in the details when it comes to lawmaking. And while we have great compassion and for this group that is having to struggle with their gender identity, but to legislate it on a mass level, then there's so many other people, and I don't know what the numbers are. You would think it would be a larger number of men, since the population is, what, approximately 60-40 or 55-45, 45 to say 50% male. So there's 50% of the male population who we now said that if you want to pretend that you self-identify as a female, you can go in the female bathroom if you say so. And there's not going to be any bathroom police there to check your birth certificate and make any kind of declaration one way or the other. So, you know, that's where the details come in. And you know, while we want to be supportive and help that smaller group as much as we can, it just seems like when the federal government gets involved in starting to legislate human behavior, it just doesn't work. I can understand the marriage bill a little bit. Federal legislation would be required on that because there are legal benefits, Social Security, and, you know, being recognized as a legal marriage, that had to be done via a law. But it just doesn't seem like the place for the federal government on this one to me. And, you know, the only solution I can kind of come up with looking at the whole picture is, I know we're stuck with the federal law for now, but, you know, what if we did stick to the birth certificate rule, and then if someone was in a transgender situation, at some point, don't you, on your driver's license, I don't know, do you then put female or male, whichever one you've converted to from what you were originally born with? I mean, you know, maybe that would be a way to kind of satisfy all parties, because with this bill, and now any man who wants to claim, which means it opens the door to perverted people who are maybe into child porn and all that kind of stuff, who would be a predator to small children. And there's a dad who doesn't feel like he can go into the bathroom with his 8-year-old daughter because he's not allowed, that has to send her in there alone, but there could be and he's obeying the law, but there could be a sex predator who goes in and claims, I self-identify as a woman, and then do something terrible. So that's where I see the problem. To me, that's just a common sense issue. I mean, I don't have the least bit of judgment for the LGBT community. I want everybody to be who they are inside. And, you know, but that's where the problem is, right there. And you know that's going to be happening. You just know it is.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying. And, you know, I think, as you mentioned, you know, everyone should be, you know, comfortable with who they are, and, you know, everyone should definitely love themselves and love their body. And, you know, I don't necessarily think that, well, in a way, you know, as Victoria and I, we talked a little bit about, there was a story a few weeks ago where a man choked an 8-year-old girl until she passed out inside of a bathroom. in Chicago, and after the federal bill was passed, this story came up again where people started to comment and said that this is an issue with allowing transgender people to go into the bathroom. So while transgender people, you know, they're going to go into the bathroom, they're going to do their business, and they're going to come out, you know, someone could pretend to be transgender and walk into the bathroom and, you know, do something harmful, especially if it is a school, if it is a public school where, you know, an elementary school student may go into the bathroom and an older student may try to take advantage of that situation. So I definitely think that, you know, this is definitely a danger, and it's definitely a safety issue. And, you know, I can definitely see where many people are coming from that, especially if you are a parent. As a parent, you want your children to be safe. And, you know, if a child is not able to even go into the bathroom by themselves without having to worry that some, you know, middle-aged male is going to walk in and sexually harass them or abuse them, you know, I definitely think that is a problem. And, you know, the saddest part about this is that there definitely can't be a police officer at every single bathroom, you know, checking birth certificates or, you know, checking genitalia, because it's just not going to work like that. So I do think that, you know, it's, as you know, you mentioned earlier that this is a very complicated issue that, you know, will continue to be debated because, you know, many people, especially parents, have this whole, you know, issue with safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my fear is, Brianna, that just like you're saying, the safety issue, my fear is that this legislation opens up the door to more harm than good. You know, while we want to support this minority group over here, I'm fearful that it opens up the door to more harm. And the only solution I can come up with, because you just cannot, no matter how hard you try, you cannot legislate human behavior, because not every human is going to act the same. We're all each unique individuals, and you cannot possibly come up with enough laws to legislate human behavior, nor should we try. That's really not the purpose of law necessarily. You know, it's to protect the people, but to legislate human behavior is a different matter. So, you know I mentioned this to you before, Brianna, but this is why I think I am so passionate about the soft skills and about relationships and about just developing the qualities that are within us, because that's where the real change will happen. Because legislation is never going to be able to keep up with human behavior. So human behavior has to keep up with itself. So I just think that if schools want to take any kind of new action, you know, again, we're stuck with this federal legislation for now, but if schools want to take any kind of action, I would think that it would be to advance the strength of character of their students. You know, we talk about certain transgender individuals, especially as a teen, when they're probably still trying to figure all that out and still going through the process. That is a very complicated time. And for somebody to bully those people, yes, we have great compassion for that. So maybe that's the problem we need to fix, not try to create a law that fixes something after the fact. But if we can put more education in our schools that develops strength of character, that, you know, allows students to ask and answer these questions, maybe create more understanding. You can't tell people how to think, but if we create an environment and have classes where we talk about these kind of things, take the mysticism away from a transgender student. Once you start emotionally identifying, and I think it's proven time and time again, that if someone has a friendship with someone who is going through a transgender situation, then they're going to be more in favor of ruling that supports that individual. So maybe we just need to open up the door a little bit more to have more understanding, take the concern away, whatever it is. Allow students who do have concerns or fears to voice, to ask questions, to get answers. To me, that is grassroots, and that's going to the root of things, and that's where we're really going to make a difference, because we're never going to out-legislate these things. It's just going to get more polarizing.
I agree with you, Victoria, and what you're saying is absolutely right. I think, it is important for people to, have these positive relationships between each other. And, a lot of people are not only just the transgender community, but the LGBTQ community together. Many people, many Americans are still opposed against that. And, they feel that, even same-sex marriage should not be allowed. And many people are always in protest, whether for religious reasons or personal reasons, they are against, allowing same-sex marriage or even allowing, same-sex relationships to be out there. And many people are definitely not, educated enough about the transgender community, and they, are not able to necessarily understand how it would feel for someone to be transgender. And, while we're talking about this, I'm always wondering whether, people would feel more comfortable if, the law would not necessarily specifically say transgender people, but transsexual people, whether people would be more comfortable in sharing a bathroom with people with the same genitalia, people who have undergone the transitioning process through surgery, these are definitely some questions that I have, whether people would be more comfortable in that case scenario rather than transgender but transsexual people, those who have fully transitioned into a new gender. And mm-hmm. I do definitely think that, it is important to definitely educate, especially educating teens who are growing up. And obviously, the LGBTQ community is going to continue increasing. More people are going to continue to identify themselves as, as something of a different gender than they were born with. And, that's completely okay. People are, as I mentioned, have the freedom to, to do as they, to be who they are, to live as they please, and they should not necessarily be, this should not necessarily be taken away from them, because every single person in life definitely has this freedom to them. They should be able to, express themselves, whether that is through their gender or through other means. So, I definitely think that this issue will definitely continue to be debated. And even though this bill has been passed, people are going to protest. I recently read today that many people are protesting against Target stores, because Target also, issued this rule, and many people are boycotting the stores that are, are also going with what the federal government is going with. So, Toria, as you mentioned, that it is going to take a lot of time, and most importantly, people should be able to have more positive relationships with one another. And obviously this issue is not going to go away. It's not necessarily going to drastically improve in the near future, but, it will take time, and, I think it's still going to remain a huge controversy as the LGBTQ community. So those are my opinions on that. And, definitely for those of you guys listening in today, these opinions are solely the opinions of Victoria and myself. So, we're not necessarily trying to offend anyone or take, a certain position and, go against other people's opinions. I think everyone, is obviously allowed to have their own opinion. They're allowed to express you know, their thoughts on issues differently. So these are just, you know, solely the opinions of Victoria and I. Victoria, I'm very thankful that we were able to address this controversial topic on today's show and kind of explore more and go more in depth into this issue.
Yes, thank you, Brianna. And I just, final statement, I think the earlier we start on education with our youth to be more familiar and aware of these issues and unafraid of them, the better. And it'll take generations of time for that to incorporate itself in our culture. But in the meantime, we do get to vote with our dollar and where we spend them. And if you don't like what Target has done, you don't have to go there and it, the same as any other business who makes a law. And with our vote, that's the other way we can express our public opinion.
Definitely. So everyone, you know, everyone has their own opinion. Everyone is allowed to think that the way they want. And, you know, if a certain law is put into place, they definitely have the right to not agree completely with it. And, you know, that's totally okay. And those are my final thoughts on this issue. So, Victoria, thank you so much for being once again on the show.
Thank you, Brianna. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you to everyone for tuning in to this week's show. Have a wonderful rest of the week and take care, everyone. Bye, guys.